you comprehend me?" he said. "It is a village school. Your scholars will be only poor girls, cottagers' children, at the best farmers' daughters. Knitting, sewing, reading, writing, ciphering will be all you will have to teach. What will you do with your accomplishments? What with the largest portion of your mind? Sentiments, tastes?"
"Save them till they are wanted. They will keep."
"You know what you undertake, then?"
"I do."
He now smiled, and not a bitter or sad smile, but one well pleased and deeply gratified.
"And when will you commence the exercise of your function?"
"I will go to my house tomorrow, and open the school, if you like, next week."
"Very well. So be it."
He rose and walked through the room. Standing still, he again looked at me. He shook his head.
"What do you disapprove of, Mr. Rivers?" I asked.
"You will not stay at Morton long. No. No."
"Why? What is your reason for saying so?"
"I read it in your eyes. It is not of that description which promises the maintenance of an even tenor in life."
"I am not ambitious."
He started at the word ambitious. He repeated, "No."
"What made you think of ambition?"
"Who is ambitious?"
"I know I am, but how did you find it out?"